Good afternoon. Excitement feels, it's very exciting in here, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. We welcome you to the celebration of Jesus' birth. Thank you, Will and Elsie, for being our acolytes this afternoon. Joining me are Steve and Catherine Price, and they're our co-pastors.
To you, we are so glad that you are here. Merry Christmas. If you are here for the first time or if you are here all the time, it is great to be with you this afternoon and to worship together. And I want to invite you to find your Connect card in your bulletin. And if you would take a moment and fill that out for us if you are new, that would be very helpful. If you're here all the time, if you can at least give us your name and your email, we sure do appreciate that. And it helps us to be able to stay connected with you.
And I just want to say that if you are with us for the first time or you are looking for a church home, we hope that you will come back and join us after the holiday season and continue to worship with us. Trinity offers three services every Sunday at 8:15 and 9:40 and 11 o'clock. There also are Sunday school opportunities and K-5 worship opportunities for children kindergarten through fifth grade. And we would love for you to come and be a part. In January, we'll be starting a new message series. That will give us an opportunity to really think about the importance of our relationships and the way we relate with one another, not only as family and friends, but even with people that we don't know, and how that can become such a vital part of our witness as persons of faith. So, again, really glad that you're here tonight, and you're welcome back after the holidays again.
Now, this is a service for children, and we encourage them to share their joy and excitement during this time. We will be explaining some parts of our service to help our youngest be a part of it. I invite you to stand and sing O Come All Ye Faithful as Hannah leads us. Gay Hill and Wendling families will be reading the litany for the lighting of the Christ candle, and they will be lighting each candle, but you have a part in this litany, and we're going to practice that together. Let's read the screens together. God, we give you our thanks and praise. Great job. Let's practice one more time. God, we give you our thanks and pray.
During Advent, we have been preparing for the birth of our Jesus. The Advent wreath reminds us all that all around the world, people are celebrating the birth of Jesus. The shape of the Advent wreath shows us that the love of God is always with us and never ends. The Advent candles are a symbol of beauty and light. Jesus is the light of the world, the inspiration for our lives. Jesus came to show us God's love, filling us with hope and joy and a sense of peace in our hearts.
The first candle gives us hope and expectation for the coming of Jesus Christ.
God, we give you our thanks and praise.
second candle reminds us to be joyful that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The third candle helps us think of the love of Jesus and of our love for each other. The fourth candle represents peace. It reminds us to be thankful for the gift of Jesus. The last candle we light because Christmas is here. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the most special Christmas gift of all. Christmas is a time to show love, pray for peace on earth, worship God, and thank you for all our blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We would like our Sunday school singers to come to the stairs at this time. And please stand and join me in singing another verse from O Come All Ye Faithful.
So tonight, we remember the story about a child who was born in a manger because a family had no place to stay. This year, for our special Christmas offering, Trinity is attempting to help families like that in our own communities. Families who have no place to stay and who are in need of temporary shelter. And Trinity has had a partnership for a number of years with an organization called Family Promise. And I invite you to watch a short video right now to tell you a little bit about a new initiative that Family Promise and Trinity want to accomplish together.
I'm Jane Moronsky, and I'm the Executive Director of Family Promise of Gainesville. And I'm so thankful for Trinity United Methodist Church and their ongoing partnership with our 90-day shelter program. Today, I want to tell you about a new partnership we have with you called the Partners in Housing Program. It will help families that are having difficulty finding a place to rent after they've graduated from our program. It'll be a year-long chance to rebuild their credit and establish themselves as good renters here in town. We will work with them to establish their rights and responsibilities as renters and hopefully help lay a solid foundation for stable housing for a long time in the future.
We was living in our car.
What was it like when you were in your car, sleeping in your car, and it started raining?
We closed our windows. And we get scared. And my aunt always kicked me.
Am I kicking you in the middle of sleeping?
One of the things I love about Family Promise is we get a chance to meet the families and learn who they are. And we have chosen our first set of folks ready to move into the Partners in Housing program. And they're amazing people. They have two wonderful kids, both age five, that giggle and laugh all the time and are really excited to have a home of their own. This family was chosen based on their ability to achieve the income necessary to keep this house rented. Their parents went through life skills training with our case manager weekly, and we know that they are really grateful to be part of the Partners in Housing program. Behind me is a manufactured home vacant lot, and we'd like to fill that lot with your help. We are working with a local manufactured home park and putting a new home on a lot that's waiting for a family in need.
Woe is right. And tonight, it can be a big woe because with your help across five services, our goal is to raise enough funds to be able to purchase the manufactured home that will go on that lot and allow Maya and Trey and their parents to become the first family to inhabit that in Family Promise's new Partners in Housing program. Your envelopes that are in your bulletin can be used for that purpose this morning, and my friend Noah is going to pray for us right now and invite us into a time of prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, we celebrate the birth of our Savior by giving thanks for all you have given us. Help us celebrate Christ each day by serving you and loving our neighbors. We dedicate these gifts and offerings brought this evening to a child who was born in a manger. May they be used to help God's children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Please join us in Silent Night as the children return to their seats. Portion of our service, several of you are dressed in costume, so you'll be listening for your cue to come forward. Miss Hannah will say your character, and you will also see it on the screen. If you do not have a costume, you'll want to look down the aisles and see if you can see who's coming forward.
Wanted to know how many people lived on his land, so he had everyone go to their hometowns to be counted. It was nighttime when Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem. The little town was crammed with people. Every room was taken, and the only place left to rest was a stable filled with sleepy animals.
Cows and donkeys, come forward. You can remain seated as we sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Beginning. Jesus was ready to be born. In the stillness of the night, he came. God's gift of Christmas. The one who would save the world. Joseph named him Jesus.
Mary and Joseph, come forward. And we're going to sing "Away in a Manger."
In the fields near Bethlehem, shepherds were guarding their sheep. Suddenly, a bright light flashed in the sky, and many, many angels appeared, singing praises to God.
Angels, come forward. We're going to sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Hark the Herald.
Peace on earth and mercy, fire. and he is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is, and you'll be able to recognize him because he will be a baby wrapped in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that light? I was so scared. Were you scared?
I was quaking.
Oh, my goodness. But that angel told us it was okay, that a Savior was born today.
Amazing.
We need to go find this boy.
Now we're going to sing the first Noel as shepherds and sheep come forward.
Some wise men saw a bright star in the sky. "It's his star," one of them said, "a sign from God." So they set out on a very long journey, following the star, searching for the little King of Kings. Then the wise men followed the star to Bethlehem, and there they found Jesus and Mary. They knelt down and worshipped Jesus and gave him gifts fit for a king.
Now you were given a light when you came in. So this is the time that you're going to turn these lights on, and we're going to dim our house lights, and we're going to ask you to stand and sing "We Three Kings" and shine your light, and as the kings come forward, you'll be singing.
You all did such an awesome job of sharing the story of the nativity. That was wonderful. You know, this must be just exactly how it looked. The night that God gave us the most precious gift we could ever receive. And you know, just like the wise men, how they brought baby Jesus gifts, we have the opportunity to share gifts with all of our friends and our family, and all those that we come in contact with. You know, do you know how we share that gift? We can share the love of Jesus with all that we encounter. That's the best gift that we could ever share. The same gift that we receive. To share the love of Jesus with all that we meet. Now, as we return to our seats, I want us to think about how can I go and share the love of Christ with those people out there and the people outside the doors and the people that we're going to meet after we leave this place. So let's all return to our seats and try to think about that. How can I share the love of God? Thank you.
in singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please stand.
It is almost time to go out and tell it. But we have to have a blessing. But this is a blessing that you get to participate in. It's an echo blessing. So whatever I say, you're going to say back. Are you ready? All right. Jesus is born.
Jesus is born.
Go tell everybody.
Go tell it everybody.
Jesus is born.
Jesus is born.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time we're going to take out our bells and ring them and sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
And peace to all.